Welcome to this talk. I just want to think a little bit more about groupthink that we've just been thinking about on the last video, because this is applying to so many things, in my view, that are going wrong in the Western world. And the thing is, things that are going wrong in Australia, are going wrong in the UK, are going wrong in Canada, are going wrong in New Zealand. These are people that, these places that are like 12,000 miles apart, and yet the same things are going wrong simultaneously in all these places. It really makes you think that groupthink has got something to do with this on an international scale. Groupthink, of course, used to be limited to the clan or the tribe or the area or even the country. Now, of course, we're international. Groupthink, viruses and contagion can be absolutely global, leading us into a potentially disastrous future in many domains. But let's just look at it in a bit of detail. So groupthink, it comes from this guy, William H. White Jr., 1951, new sociologist. It goes back to those times. Popularised by James Irving, 1971, I think I've missed out the one. 72, sorry. Anyway, his book was Victims of Groupthink, A Psychological Study of Foreign Policy Decisions and Fiascos. I must confess I haven't read it, but it sounds like there was foreign policy fiascos as a result of groupthink. 1972 in the United States, what could he possibly be thinking about? Vietnam, I strongly suspect. Total fiasco. Disastrous on so many levels. And yet some of the things we're doing now are making that look like a bit of a sideshow. And the potential for things to go wrong in future, sadly. Anyway, let's see what we can learn from this. So this is Janice. He said this. Groupthink is a psychological phenomena. So this is something which human beings are predisposed to, if you like. And it does kind of make sense because, you know, if we're in a tribal situation, then it's best if all the tribe is thinking along the same lines, other than one pulling that way and one pulling that way. So this is something that is innate to humanity. We have a weakness to enter into groupthink. But because we're smart, we can guard against that. And at the moment, we're not. This is the problem. At the moment, we're simply not. So it's a psychological phenomenon that occurs within a group of people in which the desire for harmony or conformity in the group results in an irrational or dysfunctional decision-making outcome. At the moment, we are festooned nationally and internationally with irrational and dysfunctional decision-making outcomes. We've got one catastrophe after another, getting worse. Cohesiveness, or the desire for cohesiveness, in a group may produce a tendency amongst its members to agree at all costs. Personally, I am not prepared to pay all costs. So we have this tendency to groupthink. But it's also sustained by what are called mind guards. It makes you think of Thought Police, doesn't it, from Orwell, slightly previously. Mind guards. For example, the establishment, who rigorously censor dissenters, so as to uphold established orthodoxies. So groupthink, supported by mind guards. These are people, in a sense, that are weaponizing groupthink to make sure that there's no dissent. Groupthink and confirmation bias, looking for support of already held beliefs. So in groupthink, anything that seems to support your belief is taken note of and incorporated. Anything which disagrees with it is inconvenient and can be safely ignored. If you want to wander away from the truth and the nature of reality, that is. So science does the opposite. Science looks at all hypotheses. It doesn't exclude things with mind guards, groupthink and mind guards. It gets rid of these. It looks at all hypotheses. And a hypothesis, of course, is simply a testable statement. If something is testable, it forms within the domain of science. It's scientifically testable. Groupthink, we don't want. Mind guards, we don't want. Open to all hypotheses, we do want. Now, some hypotheses can be quickly rejected. But by definition, a hypothesis is a testable statement. and we can test it if we choose to do so. This is the nature of science. So, other things that control, other mind guards, social media algorithms, legacy media, education. Education has gone dramatically wrong on so many levels, at least in the United Kingdom. National government level, of course, top down, dictatorial government control. Even aggression and fascism has occurred in the past, hasn't it? Don't want aggression and fascism, do we? Let's hope we haven't got it already. Now, interesting here, the madness, this ties into the madness of crowds. The crowds think alike. Now, madness of crowds, extraordinary popular delusions, extraordinarily popular delusions, and the madness of crowds is the name of the book. Now, this actually goes back to Charles McKay, 1841. So this idea of the madness of crowd, popular delusions, a delusion is a false belief, not held by others of the same race, creed and religion, and is not amenable to rational argument or debate. That's the definition of a delusion I learned when I was quite young. So we have this. Douglas Murray's recently written a book as well called The Madness of Crowds. But this is the original one. First identified in 1841, and still we suffer from the same problem. Wars and millions of people have died because this problem hasn't been properly recognised. Anyway, Charles McKay gives examples, economic bubbles that went to burst, upset the economic order. Now, in The Madness of Crowds, Charles McKay also talked about the love of the marvellous and the disbelief of truth. People thinking things are great rather than searching for the truth. And he identifies a few follies that you might be able to relate to. The Crusades, witch mania. He talked about the slow poisoners. I haven't gone into the details of that, but you might be able to think of some modern analogies. Peculiar follies. So, for homework, write an essay of 500 words. What are the peculiar follies? The peculiar follies that we are currently pursuing in the Western world at the moment. Or if you don't want to write 500 words, just put it in the comment. Peculiar follies. So many examples of things that are just bonkers that are going on. He also talked about philosophical delusions, the alchemists turning base metal into gold, fortune tellers. And he also talked about the magnetizers by Franz Mesmer. So the magnetizers, they believed in animal magnetism and they thought you could manipulate it to get rid of disease. And that actually evolved into mesmerism, hypnosis. Franz Mesmer was the physician who advocated that for a long time. So what we see is that this phenomena of groupthink can result in the madness of crowds. This has been known about since 1841 in clear literary terms. And yet mistakes have been made repeatedly. But we have another opportunity to get it right. So let's get rid of groupthink. Let's get rid of the mind guards. Let's think for ourselves. Let's apply basic principles of empiricism. Let's test any hypothesis we want to. Thank you very much, without being bossed around and ordered around. Let's reject control. Let's reject psychopaths. Let's reject sociopaths. Let's reject fascism. And live with the God-given freedoms that we have been given as a birthright, that are being in many ways stolen from us. Put in your own examples there. Just briefly from the last video, I did talk about remedies to groupthink. Uphold the right of dissenters to be heard. Medical journals to there we can include all news outlets, news in inverted commas, actively encourage the discussion of contrarian ideas. So who knows? Maybe some national broadcasters will want to include contrarian ideas on their programmes. Don't hold your breath. Stop punishment for dissenters. Address financial and other conflicts of interests. Indulge those occupied in taboo science, taboo thinking. Thinking that's not quite in the mainstream. while still adhering to time-tested scientific principles and methods. And I would add there, if we're broadening this out to mainstream media as well as the scientific medical literature, adhere to scientific principles and ethical moral principles, which very often aren't adhered to. Warning, it's always applicable here. Be aware of manipulating psychopaths and sociopaths. Something is rotten, we need to improve. So, learning from the past, these things have been thought of before, were failed to learn before. But who knows, because of this kind of work, because people have written things like The Madness of Crowds, who knows, some people probably did think of them and disasters may have been averted. I see several disasters in the immediate horizon. Let's hope maybe that this way of thinking can avert one of them, maybe two of them. That would be nice. All is perhaps too much to hope for. But if one person benefits or one life is saved, then that becomes worthwhile. Bit academic, but not really. I think you'll see the applicability to it. Do put in the comments examples that you see, because they're all around us. And I'm sure that's rung a few bells, if not struck a few nerves, metaphorically speaking. Thank you for watching.